Okay, we're holding Maseches Brachos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel. That's 8-3 of Brachos. It's another Mishnah about disagreements between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, about the halachas of eating a meal, of Hilchas Seuda. And here the Mishnah says, Beis Shammai omrim mekaneach yadav b'mapa. You should wipe your hands with your serviette, your napkin, umanicha ala shulchan, and you should put that napkin, after you've wiped your hands with it, on the table. And Beis Hillel omrim ala kesas. They say, no, you should put it on the pillow that you're sitting on your chair, and it shouldn't go on the table. That's the whole Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah, like the previous Mishnah, has a moving part. The pivotal issue is something that is not explicit in the Mishnah at all. There is no way you could know it. The same way in the previous Mishnah, the issue was if you can use a cup whose outside is tame. Here the question is, really, the machlokas is, whether one may use a table that is tame. Even if that table is only a shenil tuma, second degree tuma status, still, Beis Shammai say, no, you may not use such a table. It would have to go to the mikvah, the whole table. And Beis Hillel are more lenient, and they say it's not a problem. You can use such a thing. Of course, you'd have to be careful not to let your truma touch the tabletop, if the tabletop is tame. But people can be careful. The alternative is to force people to take their tables down to the mikvah every time, which, of course, is no small request. Now, that being the case, Beis Shammai's tables are all tahor on top. Now, when you take a napkin and you wipe your hands on it, there's moisture that can be on the napkin. If there's sufficient moisture, how much is sufficient is a machlokas, kind of beyond the scope of what I want to deal with right now. If it's either, okay, how much moisture, but if there's enough moisture there on the napkin, so then, let's call it the water that a person wiped up from the napkin, if that water touches the tabletop and the tabletop were tame, then it would make put the water in the napkin tame, and then of course tuma could spread to your hands, etc., etc., etc. Beis Shammai say your tabletop is always tahor, and therefore keep your napkin on the table. That way, if your hands are tahor and your tabletop is tahor, then there's no way, and your food of course is tahor, so there's no way for tuma to get into the mix here to make your hands or the tabletop or anything else, the food tame. Beis Hillel say you're allowed to use a tame table. And that being the case, if you would take your napkin that was wet and you put on the tabletop, then the water, the liquid, the moist napkin would become tame, and then tuma could spread to your hands, which is already forbidden to eat further, and to your food, etc., etc. So Beis Hillel say keep the napkin off the table, that it won't allow tuma to spread. Now, the truth is that putting your napkin on the chair, on the cushion, the cats will also very possibly make the napkin tame, and then there's a potential for tuma to spread further onto one's hands, etc., etc. But that being the case, Beis Hillel say, listen, there's no way to stop this. There's going to be tuma somewhere, and there's always a possibility, if you're not careful, the napkin becoming tame, and the liquid in the napkin becoming tame, and tuma spreading. And therefore, Beis Hillel says, listen, if I had to choose, I'd much rather let my napkin become tame and keep the tuma away from the food, meaning keep the napkin on the chair, and I'll put it on the table, because there's at least a Torah concept of tame food, and that's what Beis Hillel wants to guard against. The idea of your hands becoming tame, which is sort of inevitable if your cushion is tame and your napkin is moist, then eventually your hands will become tame again, of course. But the idea of not eating with tame hands is just a derabanan. There's no such thing as, you know, shein l'tuma hands midoraisa. So if Beis Hillel has to choose which is more important thing to avoid, tuma on the food or tuma on the hands, he'd prefer avoiding tuma on the food. And that, of course, again, is halacha, presumably like Beis Hillel, that one may use a table, which is a shein l'tuma. And that being the case, one would have to keep the napkin off the table.